Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Several people sent me a story out of Florida and Massachusetts involving a Toyota and a Lamborghini. Now, the story's from MotorBiscuit.com, and it's kind of complicated. It involves insurance, but it's extremely important to understand what happened here, because it could happen to you, in theory. Snowbird drama. Toyota Highlander versus $100,000 Lamborghini crash proves you shouldn't lie to your insurance company. Now, Amanda Klein wrote the story from MotorBiscuit.com, and she tells a story about an accident between a Toyota Highlander and a Lamborghini. Now, one side of this accident, one party, lost a significant amount of money because one side is accused of lying to an insurance company. But it isn't simple. It's actually quite complicated. The owners took out an insurance policy on the Highlander in Massachusetts, but a relative drove the vehicle to Florida. And the vehicle got in an accident in Florida. And I've always told people this. When it comes to insurance, it's important you read your policy. Read your policy at the time you take it out and read it later to understand it. And keep it in your mind, because it turns out that under the policy that was on this Toyota, it was not supposed to be out of the state of Massachusetts for that long. So according to documents provided by the United States Court of Appeals, because this did in fact go to court and up on appeal, the court rejected the claim filed by one insurance company over the crash. The crash happened in Florida, but the Toyota owners lived in Massachusetts. And the insurance company that insured the Highlander in Massachusetts was Ameriprise Auto and Home. The Lamborghini was insured through Geico. Now, the Lamborghini crash injured the driver and, according to this, even caused the accident. But Ameriprise ended up rescinding coverage on the SUV, and the insurer stated that the owners breached their obligations under the policy by making material misrepresentations when they renewed coverage in 2017. And what it all boils down to is the owners lived in Massachusetts, took out a policy in Massachusetts on a vehicle that they then took to Florida and were driving around down in Florida. One of the things that insurance companies are very cognizant of is where a vehicle is being used. And they've got all kinds of number crunchers who do the math, and some states are more expensive to operate a vehicle in for a variety of reasons. And apparently, they've come to the conclusion that it might be more expensive to drive your vehicle in Florida than in Massachusetts. I'm not saying that's correct, but if that's their belief and they've written their policy, that's something you should be aware of when you sign your policy. Geico wound up paying the bulk of the bill due to the lack of coverage from Ameriprise. So Ameriprise said, we ain't paying this. So Geico was forced to pay it on the Lamborghini, and then it turns out the Lamborghini was worth more than $100,000. And the people who owned the Toyota had their policy in Massachusetts. They had listed themselves as the drivers of the vehicle. And so one of the things they'll ask you sometimes, I mean, you know, I've not bought insurance in all 50 states, but they'll often ask you who's going to drive the vehicle. And they had apparently, and this is according to the quote here from the article, they had listed themselves, and this is the quote, as the only drivers. So the policy noted that the primary home of the Toyota Highlander was in Massachusetts. In this policy, Ameriprise actually had something called a snowbird clause. And to be eligible under that, the SUV had to spend more than half of the year within the state. But it could be then taken out of state, and the insurance was still covered there, even if it was taken there for months at a time, so long as it spent more than half the year in Massachusetts. If the policyholder follows those instructions, the vehicle would be covered under the policy. However, the owners went down to Naples, Florida, and insurance companies, of course, call that being a snowbird. However, the policy was supposed to offer more coverage in the case of a claim, but it contained clauses that allowed the insurance company to cancel coverage should certain contingencies occur. In the language of the policy, Ameriprise could cancel the policy if the owners provided false, deceptive, misleading, or incomplete information in any application or policy change request. When the policyholders went to Florida, the couple should have updated the insurance company about those changes. They received a renewal notice from Ameriprise on September 23rd, 2017, and there was only a need to return the renewal notice if there was something to change in the policy, which they did not do, implying there's nothing to change. Unfortunately, the family had three separate claims made during 2018, which put them on the radar of the insurance company. Another driver crashed a RAV4 on the policy in a Walmart parking lot in Florida. Then a relative crashed a Honda Accord on the policy back in Massachusetts. And in July, when the accident occurred with the Lamborghini, another relative was behind the wheel, despite the fact that they had told the insurance company that there's only two drivers and they hadn't mentioned this person. So that accident damaged the Lamborghini, totaled the Highlander, and left the driver of the Toyota injured. So it turns out that the owners of the vehicle then filed a claim with Ameriprise while they were in Massachusetts. And the company paid for a rental car and the injuries of the person in the vehicle. But this set off an investigation into the location of the Highlander and who primarily drove the vehicle and where it spent most of its time. According to one of the policyholders, the Toyota Highlander mostly lived in Florida. And by mostly, we assume that means more than half. More than half its time was spent in Florida. And remember, the policy said you had coverage so long as it spent most of its time in Massachusetts. Now, the man had bought the SUV in Massachusetts, brought it down to the house in Florida, and he meant to drive it back, but he never got around to it. And the woman who was driving it was not one of the two people on the policy, but she had permission to drive the vehicle, and so was technically in breach of the policy because the vehicle did not spend the time in Massachusetts as required by the policy. So this is how GEICO ended up paying the claim on the Lamborghini without the help of Ameriprise. So the family that owned the Toyota submitted formal documents stating the Highlander was supposed to stay in Massachusetts, but it just didn't work out that way. GEICO said Ameriprise didn't have enough evidence to prove the family sought to deceive the company. Plus, there wasn't enough evidence to verify that the renewal form would have changed anything. So GEICO wound up suing Ameriprise, in essence, saying, we shouldn't have had to pay this claim. You guys shouldn't have denied it. And that's how it wound up in court. And so they argued that Ameriprise used language as precise as a GPS tracker. It told the couple to report any changes to the Highlander's principal place of garage and to its customary drivers. But one insurance company accusing another insurance company of being too specific about language. Trust me, that's comedy gold. The court in Massachusetts granted summary judgment in favor of Ameriprise. Court found the language used was appropriate. After much back and forth, the First Circuit Court of Appeals came to a conclusion and decided that Ameriprise was allowed to rescind the coverage due to the misrepresentation, whether intentional or otherwise. And that's one of the things, is that it doesn't have to be an intentional misrepresentation. It simply must be a misrepresentation. Otherwise, someone could sign a policy and say, yes, I plan on keeping my car here in Massachusetts. And then leave the next day and go, oh, changed my mind? But I meant to the day I signed it. Prove otherwise. So the point is that the policy has coverage for the vehicle that spends most of its time in Massachusetts. It can spend some of its time elsewhere, but most of the time it's got to be Massachusetts. And that makes sense that they have that in the policy. And again, I'm not a big defender of insurance companies. I've sued insurance companies many, many times, too many times to count. And they can explain why it costs more to insure a car here versus here. If it's going to spend more time here, you get one rate. Spend more time here, it's a different rate. And they have reasons for that. And so they say, where are you going to drive this vehicle? Tell them where you're going to drive the vehicle and then do that. And they actually have a mechanism in place where if things change, you can tell them, oh, by the way, turns out this car is going to spend most of its time in Florida. Your rates are going to go up. That's why most people won't say that. And they kind of hope they can get away with it. I'm not saying it's what happened here. I don't know what happened here. But we know that they got the policy that said the vehicle is going to spend most of its time in Massachusetts, and it wound up spending almost all its time in Florida. That's a problem. So the conclusion here that Amanda Klein writes for MotorBiscuit.com is, if you are a snowbird, be sure to check your insurance policy information before traveling out of state for more than half the year. Also, don't lie to your insurance company. You never know when a Lamborghini crash might happen. And so it's an interesting story. Again, it looks like the Lamborghini caused the accident. But remember, insurance laws are a set of laws that are wildly different from state to state. And there are all kinds of issues that arise. And I've had people say, Steve, what happens if I'm from another state and I come into Michigan and you guys are no fault? And I get an accident there. And it's like asking you to explain calculus in a 15-minute video, you know. No, just trust me. It gets complicated. Okay, that's my official legal opinion. It gets complicated. So in a situation like this, when you fill out a policy application, it'll ask you questions. And interestingly, they know which questions to ask. Because most insurance companies have been around for a while. And the insurance industry has been around for a while. And this stuff has evolved over time to the point where they've figured out everything. And they're going to ask you, where's the vehicle going to be driven? Where's it going to be garaged? Who's going to drive it? How many people are in your family? What's your zip code? Where do you work? They figure, and by looking at all these different parameters, they can then calculate what their risk is going to be. And of course, they're trying to minimize their risk, but they're also trying to calculate the risk because sometimes they have to make payments. So if they're going to have to make a payment, they'd like to be able to guess in advance to some degree as to how much that risk might cost them. And so for whatever reason, you might think it's right or wrong, for whatever reason, they think it's more expensive to keep that vehicle in Florida than it is to keep it in Massachusetts. And they have the right to know that. They ask you, how much time does it spend down there? And there is no debate on this. I can see some people who say, Steve, 365 days in a year, right? What if they kept it in Massachusetts for 190 days? 190 days, right? That's more than half, right? What if they kept it there 180 days? Now that's under half. Is there really that big of a difference between those two? Well, I could see somebody making the argument that I thought I was going to be in Florida for less than half the year. And an emergency happened, and I wound up overstaying a day or two, or something like that. That I can see that argument being made. I can also see a court saying, but the contract says half. And you can take a number, divide it by two, and get half. It's not that complicated. They have calculators and phones now. So that's an interesting twist. But in this case, the owners of the vehicle admit that they took it to Florida, intended to bring it back, but didn't. And so by leaving it down there for as long as they left it down there, they were clearly in violation of the terms of their policy. So it gets back to my original admonition that when you apply for insurance, you should read your policy at the time you get your insurance. So as you go through the application, read the application and pay attention to some of those clauses that talk about, you know, bringing your vehicle out of state and staying someplace else. If it affects you, be aware of it. Read the policy and the application when you get the policy. And then from time to time, you should glance at it. And one of the most common exchanges I have with people over the phone or in my office who are talking about insurance is they'll say, Steve, I've got a problem. I think it's covered by my insurance. And I say, what do you mean you think it is? And they go, well, you know, I've got insurance. Doesn't that cover it? I say, I don't know. You tell me. Go, what do you mean? You're the attorney. And I say, yeah, but you're the one with the policy. Don't you have a policy? They go, well, yeah, I've got insurance. I said, yeah, but when you bought the insurance, didn't they give you a policy? And what always happens is people pay for, especially in a car, they pay for a policy of insurance and they get the big package back and they dig through, they're looking for their insurance cards. And I understand a lot of that's going digital these days and people don't dig through anything. But you probably did get something either by mail or email, and it's a large document, either digital or paper, but you got something that you could read if you wanted to. And most people don't bother reading it because they're simply looking for the insurance cards so they can drive. And I understand that urge to get that card because that's what you know you need to legally drive or get plates or whatever you got to do. But you should also be aware of what's in your policy because it might come back to haunt you. Now, you might say, but Steve, it sounds to me like these people made out here because they were down in Florida and a Lamborghini caused an accident and the Lamborghini's insurance company's got to pay for all this stuff because there was no coverage from the company up in Massachusetts. Well, generally speaking, I'm not going to speak to this case, but I'm talking about generally. Generally speaking, when you're in a car accident and your insurance company refuses coverage, that means there's a good chance that you're going to be open to liability yourself, personally. Whether it happens here, I don't know. Don't know. But I'm simply saying, if you're in a car accident, you want coverage. Among other things, they defend you. They get you the attorney who defends you in court. So another story altogether. My rule number one here is read the policy and understand what's in it and try to abide by what's in it so this doesn't happen to you. So the headline, snowbird drama, Toyota Highlander versus $100,000 Lamborghini crash proves you shouldn't lie to your insurance company. From MotorBiscuit.com, Amanda Klein wrote it. Chris, Philip, and Neil all sent it. Thanks a lot, guys. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Law of window cleaning. It's on the other side.